Harper Audio presents Churchill Defiant, Fighting On, 1945 to 1955, by Barbara Leeming, read by Simon Preble. Copyright 2010 by Barbara Leeming, production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. You will, but I shall not. Berlin, July 1945. A flashlight revealed the stairs to the concrete underground air raid shelter. Pools of stagnant water made the steps slippery. For an old man, uneasy on his feet, the descent was treacherous. Late in the afternoon of July the 16th, 1945, Britain's 70-year-old wartime Prime Minister Winston Churchill picked his way with a gold-headed walking stick to the dark, dank bunker where Adolf Hitler had put a bullet into his right temple 2.5 months before. Word had spread quickly that Churchill was in Berlin. By the time his convoy reached the Reich Chancellery, the small British party had swelled to a jostling mob as war correspondents and numerous Russian officers and officials pressed forward to join Churchill's entourage. Anxious to witness the final scene of one of history's greatest dramas, they followed the Prime Minister, who wore a lightweight military uniform and visored cap, into the sacked remains of the Chancellery, and later out to the garden where the entrance to the bunker was located. In one of his most famous wartime broadcasts, Churchill had said, "We have but one aim, and one single irrevocable purpose. We are resolved to destroy Hitler and every vestige of the Nazi..."